Housing and after-school program, 2 7-year-olds, an 8-year-old, and an 18-year-old were killed. Tens of thousands of Los Angeles County workers on strike. It's a 2-day walkout launched last evening. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures 100 points higher, NASDAQ futures 35 points lower, and the S&P futures 7 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Baltimore police say a driver ran a red light before crashing into a bus that slammed into parked cars and a building at 25th and North Charles Streets. The April 19th crash involving the Johns Hopkins shuttle bus sent several people to the hospital and caused severe structural damage to the building. According to a local paper, the driver of a Mercedes was found to be at fault for the crash, but there is no word on any charges. Johns Hopkins University has announced new research investments to help those affected by federal policy changes. JHU says to date, more than 100 federal research grants have been canceled university-wide, and many others are experiencing delays in renewals, awards, or reviews. To address the funding gaps, the university has partnered with divisional leadership to invest in JHU pivot grants, bridge grants, and the PhD thesis and postdoc research completion program. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Felt like old times at Camden Yards last night, shades of 2023. 4-3 O's, top of the ninth. Felix Bautista on the hill, trying to protect the lead. Aaron Judge in that 409 batting average at the plate.
Well, this is why you buy a ticket. And this is why you tune in to see power on power. 6'8", about 270 on the mound. 6'7", 282 in the batter's box.
Ooh, on a splitter! The Judge.
Kevin Brown, Ben McDonald had the call. The Mountain striking out Judge and Clay Bellinger to close it. 4-3 Birds, snapping a 3-game slide. Post-game comments from manager Brandon Hyde.
Two really good splits to Judge there at the end. And he goes 3-0 to Bellinger and be able to come back and do what he did. He's getting a little bit better every time out.
And for all the teeth gnashing about the Birds this year, some perspective for a moment. They're 5.5 back with 134 to play. Kyle Gibson gets called up today. He'll make his pitching debut tonight at 6:35. And finally, athletics fees for Maryland students will probably increase as details of new men's basketball coach Buzz Williams' contract have been released. Williams set to earn at least $4.8 million a year as part of his annual compensation, a 6-year deal worth at least $33.3 million. Kevin Willard's contract was 7 years for $29.4 million. Williams' average annual is $5.5 million. Willard's was $4.2 million. Coming up in 30 minutes, language in the dugout. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
At 9:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of sunshine, plenty of warm temperatures, 84 today. Tomorrow, another sunny, dry day, 82. Thursday, slight chance of a thundershower, 78 the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 60 degrees in Westminster, 56 in Easton, and 62 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Happy 100 days of President Trump. That's right. He's hitting day 100. You know, right now you've got the press secretary. She's holding a presser and talking about his first 100 days. I will say, you know what? I thought that President Trump and his administration, I thought they were pretty transparent during his first term. But I will say, they are very transparent this term. And I love the fact that Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary, she hosts many briefings throughout the day. You've got Stephen Miller. He does a lot of gaggles throughout the day, speaking to the press, speaking to the public. And, of course, President Trump, I mean, he just lets people walk right into the Oval Office and ask him questions. So he's a bit more transparent now than he was previously. And I you know, definitely appreciate that. And that actually goes into the question of the day. I'll go ahead and give that to you guys so we can start voting early on this. If you go to WCBM.com and you look at the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, and it's very simple. Are you satisfied with Trump's first 100 days? Are you satisfied with Trump's first 100 days? Now, this could go either way, I believe. As I mentioned during the morning drive, there are a lot of people on social media that are not happy right now with the administration and their deportation numbers. And I actually went I did a little back and forth over the weekend because DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, she actually posted about the 150,000 plus deportation numbers. And there were lots of people in the comment section saying, oh, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. We've got millions we need to deport. And I had to try to remind people there's going to be a lot of pushback, whether it's from local jurisdictions, whether it's cities like Baltimore, Austin, Texas. There's a lot of pushback from blue areas. And they're basically instructing their police officers not to work with ICE agents. So you have to remember that this is very difficult when trying to track some of these individuals down, especially those that have been in the system, because they're getting zero help. And I would think that a little bit of obstruction, too. And that's why you did have two judges that were arrested over the weekend that were harboring illegal immigrants. But there's going to be obstruction. There's going to be pushback. And I guarantee you, Trump's administration, Tom Homan and friends, they're hunting down these individuals all by their lonesome in many parts of the country. And so I just want people to keep that in mind when they think about, you know, the fact that we've only deported a little over 150,000 illegals thus far. But again, I want you to go to WCBM.com and just weigh in. You know, are you satisfied with Trump's first 100 days? You know what? Maybe tomorrow I should ask, are you satisfied with Congress right now? Because I will tell you what, I bet we'll get some other people that believe, you know, even those that believe Trump's doing a good job, there's probably many that believe the Republicans in Congress are not doing the best job. And I, you know what? I feel like I see this every time that we get the majority. I don't know if you guys notice this, but we get the majority in the House and the Senate, and it's almost as if we win big on Election Day, and then they kind of like relax a bit. And, you know, I don't know what it is, but it's, to me, I would be moving so quickly right now, especially with having such a slim majority. I would be moving so quickly to make sure that we get as many of Trump's executive orders signed into law, pushing with the voter integrity issues. I don't know what they're waiting for. I really don't. And it's a little frustrating. I know I talked about this last week, so I'm not going to get into it too much today, but I'm frustrated by it. I really am. But go ahead and go to WCBM.com and please take part in that poll. Also, if you haven't already, go to the App Store. It is a free app for you, and that's WCBM 680. You can find it in the App Store, and you can take the show on the go because you can listen live through the app, but you can also text through that app, and I'll get your text messages here as well. So we have a lot to talk about today, and I wanted to start the show talking about Governor Wes Moore and the fact that the Washington Commanders are now headed to D.C. because, if you recall, you had St. West, that's what we'll call him, St. West. He has been telling us that he's been working on this deal for quite some time, and he didn't seal the deal. He didn't seal the deal. And it makes me think about his trip to Asia, because we were talking about this, too, while he was gone, right? And I said, look, if you're looking at the conversations that were being had in Asia, you could tell that many of those leaders of those countries were not typically excited to see him or to have the conversation. And there were some instances where people seemed a bit confused because they didn't really know who he was. And I know I'm saying this to strike at Governor Wes Moore. I'm not saying that at all. For somebody that was just elected governor in 2022, right, the fact that he has such a national profile right now is amazing for him. Right. He's done a good job at that. I think his team has done a good job at that. But when you're talking about international, that's a totally different ballgame. And I feel as though that internationally, he's not going to be well known. And when you're talking about trying to sell the state of Maryland to businesses in hopes that they open business here in Maryland with the high crime rate, right, all of the juveniles out of control, the carjackings, the school system, you got decent schools in some areas, not many. And then you put on top of it, you know, the energy dependence on other states, surrounding states. You know, anybody looking at that situation would say, I don't think I want to go to Maryland, right? We're now taxes, fees, you name it. And the school system in many areas, as I mentioned, when you're thinking about hopefully hiring individuals that are fresh out of college or, you know, pretty young, so they, you know, stay, they have longevity at the company. You know, you're going to have a lot of those individuals not want to move and start a family in places like Maryland. And so, you know, you factor all of these things in. And, you know, I wanted to talk about this because, you know, we also did not receive the FBI headquarters here in Maryland. And Trump was basically, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. It has nothing to do with politics. We're just, we're going to keep them over by closer to the DOJ. Yeah, we're not doing that. And so we're gonna get right into this. Also coming up after this, we're going to talk about the drive-by shooting that happened at Federal Hill on Sunday. And then at 10 o'clock, we're going to talk to Glenn Gilhar about this proposed bill that Julian Jones, I guess, is going to take to the floor in Baltimore County today. And there's some action that we can take today. So we'll get all the details from Glenn at 10 o'clock. For right now, I wanted to play the sound for you. This is from Pat McAfee. Am I saying that right? McAfee. I knew I wasn't going to say it right. I knew it. Brian, the producer. Every single time, he just looks at me like, Kim, I know she's not going to pronounce this correctly. And you're right. And you're absolutely right every single time. But I wanted to play the sound for you because I do actually, you know what? I don't follow him. I follow his wife, I think, on Instagram. I like all the her aesthetics. She does all these fun things with her baby. It's so cute. Well, anyways, so I'm a little bit familiar with him, and I'm familiar with the fact that he's very animated, and a lot of people do trust his opinion when it comes to sports, from what I can tell. And it was interesting the way that he was talking about the Washington Commanders and how it just made more sense that they were going to be in D.C., and obviously they were talking about the previous stadium that wasn't the best. But I want you to take a listen.
The Washington Commanders moved back to Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations. There's been a lot of stories told about this stadium deal over there for the Washington football team, the Washington Commanders, and a Washington team name from back in the day. They had a stadium that was falling apart. poop pipes were bursting on their own fans. Mm-hmm. People would pay $75 to go watch the Washington football team lose in a football game where the weather was terrible and spend 4 hours there. And while they were walking out, poop pipes would burst right on their head. Then there would be times where teams would be walking out of the tunnel and the barricades would be holding people up from the stadium area down to the tunnel area would just bust and people's heads would get squashed. And maybe next, possibly broken. This was a falling apart stadium for a long time. But with the previous owner, nobody wanted to give him money or do business with him. Josh Harris comes in, starts shaking hands. There's going to be a stadium in Virginia. They're going to own everything around it. Now they're headed back to downtown Washington, D.C., the heart of the nation's capital, where I believe they were great whenever they played.
Yes.
So congrats to the Washington Commanders going back downtown D.C., getting a deal done, and I assume financing for a Washington Commanders team. And if you're a Commanders fan, like, you have to think to yourself, wow, life is so much better. All of a sudden we're liked. All of a sudden we're good. All of a sudden the future looks bright. And all of a sudden we're returning back to our roots whenever we're good at RFK. So congratulations to Commanders fans having a much different life now than they had 2 years ago before Josh Harris, Magic Johnson, a crew, by the Washington team. What a change in culture, AJ. What a change in everything.
It's a completely different world for this Washington Commanders team. I mean, you talk about Josh Harris comes in by, was this just 2 years ago that he took over?
Feels like 2 years ago. 23. Yeah.
I mean, what the progress that they have made, obviously Jayden Daniels was an unbelievable draft pick and Dan Quinn hiring him all helps, but the fact that like they're getting back to what they were, I think it's pretty cool with the capital, like, right through there, through the pipe, just like this is Indianapolis kind of done that view. Is it view downtown through those windows if you could?
Oh, yeah, brother. Whenever that window is open, you can see the sky. But if you're up high enough, you can look through and see the city. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's back downtown D.C., I think Washington is a proper name for it. You know, because if they're moved to any of the DMV area, the MV of the area, I think, you know, would you change it to Virginia or change it to the area that you're around? We all know the San Francisco 49ers are in Santa Clara. But now the Washington Commanders in D.C. with a new stadium that ain't going to have poop pipes burst. Good news.
All right. And that was Pat McAfee. Okay. Pat McAfee. All right. So he was talking about FedEx Field. So I've been to FedEx Field and I used to go, that's over there in Landover. I used to go to the Redskin Eagles games. I do remember that with some of my friends. And then I also went for a Kenny Chesney concert. But again, that was a while ago. So I didn't realize that FedEx Field had so many issues. But here's what I wanted to get to. Governor Wes Moore has been saying that he's been working on this deal with this Josh Harris since he's been in office. And I guess Josh Harris took over 2 years ago, according to Pat. What happened? How did this fall apart? Because it sounded to me, you know, and of course they're going to get this new stadium. If you haven't already, you've got to go online and check out some of the images, the renderings that they have put all together so far. This is going to be a fantastic stadium for the Washington Commanders. I mean, it's got like this dome, like, you know, these glass windows. And I mean, it looks beautiful. It looks beautiful. And so I'm wondering, how did this deal not go through for Governor Wes Moore? Now, of course, Governor Moore did make a statement. He posted this on social media yesterday. He says, nearly 2 years ago, when the new Washington Commanders ownership group bought the team for more than $6 billion, they made it clear that they were very interested in a possible return to the team's historic and spiritual home, at RFK Stadium in Washington, D.C. Governor Wes Moore said, we fought hard to keep the Washington Commanders in Maryland, working with state and local leaders beginning in 2023, and making our case for building the new stadium in Landover. Well, we put together a very competitive offer focused on not just the stadium, but a larger revitalization of the area. We've also been responsibly preparing for the possibility of the Washington Commanders choosing to return to Washington. He goes on to say, our priority has always been ensuring that the Landover community will see a transformative new development in the years ahead, regardless of the stadium decision. I'll stop right there. What does he mean by that? Where does he think he could put there now that will be able to bring all those jobs that were brought in? You know, if you've ever been to Landover, you know, a lot of people are very, you know, it's a very transit area, people taking public transportation. And I would believe that this is a huge job loss, right? So now you don't have the FBI headquarters that's going to be in Maryland. And now you've got this situation where the Washington Commanders are going back to D.C. Further, with Governor Westmore's statement, he says, several months ago, we executed an MOU with the Washington Commanders ownership group to outline commitments from the team in the event of a move. The team committed to carry on a speedy stadium demolition, beginning within 90 days of the first game in the new stadium, and to provide maintenance and security at the site as it redeveloped. So you already knew, sir, that this is what also gets me. It sounded like to me that he was very well aware that they probably wouldn't stay, right? And that's why they came up with this MOU to demolish it within 90 days. Again, I still don't understand what he plans to put there. What, you're going to demolish FedEx Field. It sounds like if there were poop pipes bursting, as Pat said, you know, it sounds like it does need to be demolished. But what the heck is going in its place? Is this going to be a situation where it's going to look like RFK down there by the Capitol? This huge vacant eyesore? That's what it sounds like to me. People are not moving into, businesses aren't coming to Maryland. They've raised the taxes and the fees. I'm going to read more of Governor Moore's statement when we get back, but I do want to hear from you on this one. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. This is going to be a huge job loss, okay? Especially for those that might not have college degrees or those that maybe possibly did not finish high school. And we want to make sure that those people have jobs. I don't know what he thinks he's going to put there, but now you've got many jobs that are leaving the state, including the federal workers. I got the numbers for you on that one, how many federal workers have been fired thus far in Trump's first 100 days. But this is looking more and more grim by the hour. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years. On the web at maflaw.com.
All right, good morning to you. We're talking about Governor Westmore. Some people call him St. West. I can see why that is. I can see. We're talking about the fact that the Washington Commanders, they're going to go back to D.C., and you've got Governor Moore saying they wanted this. They want FedEx Field demolished within 90 days. I just don't know what he thinks is going to go in its place, especially considering the taxes and the fees and everything else that you have going up. You know, the fact that we're energy dependent, right? 40% of it comes in from other states. And if you're thinking about putting something there, you know, where FedEx Field is, what could you possibly put there that could be, you know, lit up by solar panels? I don't. I mean, you know what I mean? It doesn't make a ton of sense. To me, it looks like it's going to be this big, vacant, empty lot. Because what are you going to have go there in its place? All right, I told you I would finish Governor Westmore's statement on this. It says the Washington Commanders also committed to collaborate with the state, county, and local community on a thoughtful redevelopment plan consistent with the broader vision for the Blue Line Corridor. that will be responsive to local priorities and have a projected economic impact at least equal to that of the current stadium. What are you talking about, sir? I'm not saying this to be a Debbie Downer, but he's saying that it's going to be, you know, projected to have the same economic impact. What could that be? What could that be? I got a text here from John. John says, Kim, FBI headquarters, the NFL, PG County can't take any more of this winning. Right. And this is another piece of this, right? You guys know I grew up in PG County. This is another piece of this. It's like, you know, here is the county that people have long talked about is, you know, one of the most wealthiest African-American counties there are in the entire country, right? And a lot of that is because of the federal jobs and things like that. And so now you've got these federal workers, they're being either laid off or taking the buyout, right? And then now you've got this situation where I believe FedEx Field, where it currently sits, it's going to be this vacant lot. And I don't believe that you're going to have anybody lining up to put something there, considering the energy costs and considering the taxes and fees we currently see in Maryland. It's not happening. It's not happening. So I don't want to just, you know, walk away from this conversation saying, oh, dagnabbit, the Washington Commanders they're on their way back to Washington. It makes sense. It is what it is. No, this is a huge loss for Maryland. It's a huge loss. John says, yeah, PG County right now, 0-2. That is correct, for sure. Let's see. Doug says, morning, Kim. They could build a coal power plant where FedEx Stadium is. Yeah, if only they liked coal, you know? And could you imagine? Because think about Landover. Think about all those apartments and houses over there. Could you imagine if a coal plant showed up right there in the middle of all that? Oh, man. Another text here says they could always build a ghetto. Yeah, you know what? More affordable housing projects. That's what we need. That's exactly what we need. PG County residents would be so happy about that because, you know, the median income, I would say, is pretty high in PG County. Could you imagine if you told them that they were bringing a bunch of housing projects to Landover? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, the uproar. You know, everybody loves affordable housing until it shows up in their neighborhood. You ever notice that? It's all fine and dandy, you know, just like our Congressman Johnny Olszewski. Affordable housing, attainable housing, as he calls it, it's all fine and dandy until it shows up in Miller's Island. Then it's not fun anymore. Then it's like, wait a minute. No, we're not doing that here. What did he say he's going to put in that one spot they have over there in Miller's Island? The kayak launch site. He's going to do some kayak launching over there. Not attainable housing. No, not Miller's Island. No, you better not. You better not. So, you know, Texter, if that happens, you will have a lot of people in PG County very upset. Very upset. When we get back, I did have a little bit more to discuss when it comes to Governor Wes Moore, because he did announce yesterday a quantum partnership with, you think it was a private company? With the federal government. With the federal government. I thought President Trump already told you, St. West, you're not getting any more federal dollars. This guy, he loves to lose. We'll talk about it when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's been a whirlwind 100 days in office for President Trump. Mr. Trump will mark the milestone with a rally this evening in Michigan. Canadians have cast ballots in their national election. It sees the governing Liberal Party winning a fourth consecutive term. Former central banker Mark Carney will be staying on as prime minister. The lights are back on across much of Spain and Portugal. One of Europe's most severe blackouts in recent memory is now over. No word yet, though, on exactly what caused the outage. They range in age from 4 to 18 years. Those who were killed when a car hit a building hosting an after-school program in Chatham, Illinois. It's near Springfield. Severe storms have done a lot of damage across parts of the upper Midwest. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street, and stocks starting off the day modestly lower. More details at srnnews.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cobb Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. We often find ourselves pining for the good old days. For baby boomers like myself, that would be the 1950s. The 40s were war-torn. The 30s gave us the Depression. The great thing about the 50s is that World War II was over and the economy was starting to grow. Movies and TV were still fairly wholesome, and the baby boomers had not yet discovered drugs, sex, and the turbulent 60s. It was also a time when we gave priority to God. Congress authorized Under God to our Pledge of Allegiance in 1954. 2 years later, they added In God We Trust to our paper money. Church membership increased more in that decade than in any other in the 20th century. And now I look at the country and the world today, spinning out of control. Immorality and decadence are on the rise, and fewer people believe in God than ever before. The last time it was like this, God sent a flood. The next time, He'll use fire. Remember that as things continue to heat up. This is Pastor David Lewis at today's Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Battered and bruised from a 1-5 road trip, the Birds came back to Camden Yards last night to play the Yanks. Ryan O'Hearn welcomed them in.
Runners aboard at first and second.
O'Hearn to deep right field down the line. It's out of here! Oh, what a big swing! A swing the Orioles have been searching for a week, and it comes off the bat of Ryan O'Hearn.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. The three-run shot gave Baltimore a 4-0 lead early. Tomo Sugano and Felix Bautista made it stand, closed it out. Orioles prevail 4-3. After the shot, Hot Mike in the dugout capturing O'Hearn's celebratory language, prompting this from the lefty slugger in the postgame.
I'm going to start by apologizing to the kids, you know, watching. There's a Hot Mike in the dugout there, and, you know, obviously we're fired up and say some things that we shouldn't, you know, we don't want kids to hear. So I just want to say sorry for that.
Full audio available on X, as I'm sure you can imagine. Coming up in 30 minutes, it'll be a busy weekend in Owings Mills. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
It is going to be a warm day today, and temperatures run warm all week long. Sunshine and southerly winds heating us up today. 84 this afternoon. We don't cool down at night. Mid to upper 60s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and dry, 82. Thursday's a little bit cooler. There's a slight chance of a thundershower Thursday, 78. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. Right now, Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, RELIEF. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
Start your day every day at Dash Inn with a healthy classic country breakfast stackadilla or the bold flavor of a Santa Fe stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95. Only at Dash Inn.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning to you. Don't forget, little note here. We got Glenn Gilhard joining us at the top of the hour. Apparently, there's some shenanigans going on in Baltimore County, and you have an opportunity to let your voice be heard at the Baltimore County meeting this afternoon. So Glenn's going to give us the details on that in case you want to sign up to speak today. And it has to do with the plastic bag ban, and we've talked about this ban for quite some time. It's really ridiculous. It's absolutely stupid and unnecessary, but we have it. But we have it, and it's very inconvenient. Very inconvenient. I think I told you guys, when I go to Target now, if I forget the bag, oh well. If I forget to bring a bag out of the car, I only leave with what I can carry. So, I usually have, used to shop a whole lot at Target. Now, if I forget to bring any of my bags, I just get a couple items, the things that I actually went there to get. Now I'm not buying other, junk like pillows and stuff that we don't need. And so that's what's also happening, I'm sure, with lots of people. And it most likely is affecting a lot of the retail in the state, or I should say in the county, because there are some counties, obviously, that don't have this ban because they're smarter than that. Well, anyways, we were talking about the fact that the Washington Commanders are headed back over to D.C., and it sounds like that Governor Westmore kind of understood that because he says in his statement here, I'll read it one more time. Several months ago, we executed an MOU with the Washington Commanders ownership group to outline commitments from the team in the event of a move. The team committed to carrying out a speedy stadium demolition, beginning within 90 days of the first game of the new stadium. And to provide maintenance and security at the site as it is redeveloped. Well, I hope the Washington Commanders is ready to spend some money on this security at this parking lot. Because that's what it's going to be. They're going to demolish FedEx Field and put what in its place, considering the electricity problems we already have. There's nothing. There is nothing you can do there. Let's see. I got a text from Joe in Abingdon. Joe says, Kim, they will probably build apartments and call it affordable housing. Let's be real. Yeah, Joe, a lot of people are weighing in and believe the same thing. I had one comment that was on social media on this post by Governor Westmore. He says, well, at least now you only have one fan base to pander to. He says this to Governor Moore because, sometimes he's got his Redskin, or I should say Washington Commanders jersey on, and he's like, yeah, the home team. And then sometimes he's over, at M&T Bank Stadium, and he's like, yeah, the home team, right, with the Ravens gear on. And so now he doesn't have to worry about playing the other part. Now, but he still has to be at Camden Yards. Don't forget that. He's still got his Orioles jersey, and he's got to make sure he's there for those appearances, right? But yes, that takes a little bit off his plate. That's a great comment there. I didn't even think about that. Further with Governor Westmore, because we heard about this fact that he wants to bring quantum, which is, what is quantum exactly? Do you know? No? Me neither. Me neither. But he's saying that this is the next thing coming. And I'm fine with that. I am fine, to be honest with you. I am fine at getting ahead of the curve when it comes to technology. I am just fine with that. I don't think we should let any state beat us out of it, all right? I'm a true believer on that. But now you've got this quantum partnership that Governor Westmore announced yesterday. I want you to take a listen, then we'll talk about it.
Governor Westmore announces a new partnership with the federal government for an investment in quantum computing.
Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost joins us live in the newsroom after questioning Governor Moore about using tax dollars on this investment.
Yeah, Maxine and Kai, Governor Westmore has not been shy about him wanting to invest in quantum computing as he searches for a solution for the stagnant economy. But quantum is a risk, and we're questioning him if now is the time for this gamble.
In the Discovery District at the University of Maryland.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Governor Westmore announcing an agreement with the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA.
This agreement will help us to leverage up to $100 million in federal matches to the state's quantum investments over the next 4 years.
Quantum computing is an emerging technology. This new investment and partnership will create benchmarks for quantum research to determine if what's being created really does anything. And DARPA says to prevent strategic surprise, you need the best of the best.
Access to those experts, those industries, throughout Maryland and throughout the world.
But quantum computing is so new, experts aren't convinced anything will change.
But if I think of the 10 smartest physicists that I know, I would say half of them are convinced this is going to be the most important technology of the 21st century. But the other half are actually convinced that not only are you never going to be able to build a quantum computer, no matter what, But even if you did, it's never going to do anything better than your laptop is going to be able to for a real problem.
While the governor has big goals for the investment,
quantum is going to have a remarkable impact on the human condition, and its home is going to be right here in Maryland.
Why is this the right time to utilize what little resources the state has to make an investment in an industry that hasn't been proven will even bear out?
Well, because I think it's important to show that we can both be fiscally disciplined, but also invest in the future.
Governor Moore echoes what we've heard before about economic slow growth.
This is an industry where you're watching other states like New York and Illinois that are moving quickly to invest, but they don't have the same assets that we have in the state of Maryland.
The governor's budget plan called for $27.5 million in state resources going to quantum research. And the quantum industry is exempt from the state's new 3% tech tax, but only at the Discovery District in College Park.
And what if that investment doesn't bear out?
Confidence from the governor marking the start of either a great investment for the state or a gamble that didn't pay off for the people of Maryland.
Now, because this federal match is coming from the current Trump administration, I asked the governor if he's concerned that President Trump could withdraw that funding at some point, given his views on the state of Maryland. The governor did not give us a yes or a no answer, only instead saying Maryland should not stop making investments. Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45 News.
All right, so if you needed any more proof that Governor Moore had no idea what he was doing, here it is. Here it is. This is it. Quantum computers. What do quantum computers do exactly? I don't know. But if they're telling us, look, I know there's a lot of things I don't know when it comes to the tech industry. But if you're telling me that this is very important and something that University of Maryland College Park is also working on, then great. I love the fact that we're moving forward. But if you heard there, Governor Moore said it is great to have this partnership and to make sure quantum is home here in Maryland because we have assets that they don't have in the state of New York or the state of Illinois. Which assets are those? I don't know. Which assets do we have that they don't have? Because again, we are importing 40% of our energy here. And you're telling me that we're going to invest in quantum computers and have a serious issue with energy? And we believe that there are going to be companies and that the federal government is going to be satisfied with doing work here in a state that imports a ton of its energy? There's no way. There is no way. And again, and Governor Moore stated the state address. What did he say? He said, look, I understand we got President Trump in office and he's going to be taking a lot of hits out at the federal government. They're doing this thing with DOGE. They're laying these people off. We're not going to get all of our federal grants. So you knew all of this. And you said during that address that you were going to change directions. You are no longer going to be dependent on the federal government for jobs and opportunities. That's what Governor Moore said in that State of the State address. Now he's saying that's exactly what he's going to do. Do you see that? It's only been a month or so since he said that. And so now he's saying, you know what? We're going to partner and we're going to rely on quantum. We're going to make quantum computers home here in Maryland. And the federal government, of course, is funding quantum. And so this is our way of getting our hands on more federal money. That's what he's doing. That is what he's doing. Now, as you heard from Mackenzie Frost in that clip, a great question. Why would you invest in quantum right now, considering we don't have any money? And, he gave her this roundabout word salad, and he was like, well, we should always invest and move forward. We don't have any money. We don't have any money. He also said that we can be great investors and also fiscally conservative. Since when have we been fiscally conservative since Governor Wes Moore took office? We have not been. Now, this is the first time that I heard that quantum was going to be excluded from that whole 3% tech tax. And that only applies to College Park. Did you guys catch that? It only applies to College Park. So again, you have the governor choosing the winners and the losers here. And as the winner, he's not choosing the private sector. All those IT companies, all those data service companies, they're still going to pay that 3% tax. He is choosing for this quantum partnership with the federal government to receive that benefit of not paying that 3% tax. Does that make sense to you? He's turning his back again on the private sector, which he said in a State of the State address that he would not do. That's exactly what it's doing. So I do wonder what these tech companies across the state of Maryland thinks about this. How is it that Quantum, only at College Park, is excluded from this 3% tax? Now, of course, we're still waiting for the comptroller. Brooke Learman has yet to tell us what she's going to be taxing, how much things are going to be taxed. We still don't know. People are still sitting there in limbo. And of course, there are many tech companies that are already packing up and leaving. This is nonsensical. None of this makes sense. But I don't expect more from someone that considers themselves a progressive. This is why I say all the time, progressives are ruining the country. Our governor, who is a progressive governor, he's ruining the state. We talked yesterday about the fact that the Baltimore Sun reported that, we have credit issues here in the state of Maryland because of all the spending and the deficit and the fact that they're relying on money that isn't there to balance the budget. Yeah, that I would say that would mess up your credit score. Yeah, sure. You know? I mean, this is wild to me. It really is. Now, of course, there were comments on this Fox 45 piece, and some of them were really good, by the way. There was one comment that says that you can't use solar panels to power Quantum. And some comment says, well, maybe he's thinking about importing fairy dust. Because that's what it sounds like. This is the pie in the sky idea that you get from the progressives every single time. And it never works out. And it reminds me, you know what it reminds me of? When Barack Obama went all in on Solyndra. Remember that? So you got Wes Moore now going all in on Quantum. And again, not many people even understand what quantum computers are. They don't understand why this is so important. If you heard there was an expert there, you know, that was talking about quantum computers. And he said, yes, this is going to bring in technology that you cannot do on your laptop. Be specific. I thought I was going to listen in and learn something. That's what he said. He said quantum can do what your laptop can't. What is that? What can quantum do that my laptop can't? Could you please explain it to me like I'm five? Because I don't know what you're talking about. So now you got, you know, the crime numbers are up across the state. You got the Washington Commanders are saying, the hell with Maryland. We're headed to D.C., right? We're not getting the FBI headquarters. The population is on a decline. We are getting a few people trickling in, but guess who they are? They're the, quote, new Americans that are dependent on our tax dollars. Do you see where we're going? We are falling. We're off this cliff, and we are falling fast. We are falling fast. There is no time to pull the ripcord on your parachute. This is a problem. I got a text here. It says, Kim, has Senator Angela Alsobrooks, has she commented on losing the Washington Commanders? I did check her social media, by the way. There was no comment from Senator Angela Alsobrooks. This also asks, has Senator Angela Alsobrooks working with the Trump administration? If not, why not? I have no idea, but she was sitting on the steps of the Capitol this weekend with Senator Cori Bush and Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, and they were complaining about this administration. So I would guarantee you that she's not working with Trump at all. And she's very anti-Trump, like many of the Democrats are here in the state that are elected officials. Let's see, I got another text here. It says, Kim, the only asset that Maryland has that New York doesn't have is Maryland is next to D.C. Yeah, Doug, thank you for that text. That, you know, that's something, right? But if you're in New York, I mean, it's a quick train ride. I know, you know, some of us go back and forth on the train to New York all the time. It's a quick train ride. And not only that, it sounds to me that the more and more Governor Wes Moore or Attorney General Anthony Brown, the more and more they push against the administration, right? The more and more they file these silly lawsuits and all this other stuff, the more and more I think President Trump's going to be like, look, we're not throwing them a bone at all. Not at all. And so this is taking a huge gamble. Honestly, this whole quantum thing and partnership, it's taking a huge gamble with the Trump administration. Why would the governor do such a thing? Why would he tax the private sector? Why would he tax these private businesses that are IT and data services? But then when it comes to the federal government and they're pushing for, you know, this quantum computers, why are you exempting them from the tax? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. This entire situation just, again, highlights that the Democrats in this state do not think about the people first. They don't. It's been known, and again, that was a press conference from yesterday that we were listening to with Governor Moore there and McKinsey Frost. It's been known for quite some time, I would say at least 2 weeks or so, that many IT companies, tech companies are leaving the state. You would think that, you know, Governor Moore would have got up and said, all right, we're going to do quantum. But also, I want to meet with the tech industry. I want to meet with these private businesses. We're going to host something where we can actually talk to these private businesses and about their concerns with this 3% tax, because we don't want them to leave the state. That's not happening. He's double downing on the federal government and these grants from the federal government that's going to quantum computers. That's what he's going to double down on. Not the fact that, you know, we've got many business owners saying we're packing up and leaving. It's a sad state of affairs. It really is. If you want to weigh in on this as we wrap this up, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Coming up next, yes, at the top of the hour, we do have Glenn Gilhard joining us. But I did want to just mention what happened at the White House yesterday during the visit with the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll discuss more coming up next.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The institution of the media, legacy media, is one of peddling lies, conspiracy theories, and a political agenda they've been trying to shove down the throat of the American people. Just like they're trying to do it today by creating a false narrative that Donald Trump is, hated by the American people after 100 days. A record low. No, it's not. Meanwhile, ignoring the Democrats that have the lowest approval ratings they've ever had in history. You know, ignoring the petulant side of the Democratic Party, ignoring their, you know, the party of anger, the party that has now been taken over by the radicals, the parties whose leadership is afraid of the radicals with their stupid sit-ins and sing-ins and chanting and F-bombs and bingo paddles.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Warning. The national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and tariffs could cause inflation to make a devastating comeback. Are you ready for what more 2025 could bring? Will you sit on the sidelines and wait? Or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited bonus silver if you qualify. Help secure your future today. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to learn more. That's HannityGold.com or 855-815-GOLD. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to learn more. That's HannityGold.com or 855-815-GOLD.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Playing that classic there. Thank you, Brian, the producer. You know I love it. You know I love it. We're talking about Governor Wes Moore. We're talking about quantum computers. And apparently, Governor Moore is he's going 10 toes down on quantum computers that is basically funded by the federal government. He's saying, yes, this is a partnership that we must have. Senator Bullworth in the text line said, is federal funding, the $2 billion in the Francis Scott Key Bridge funding, in jeopardy due to the state or the city being designated sanctuary jurisdictions or failure to rid MDOT of DEI tentacles? You know, Senator, that's an interesting comment there. We're going to get to that. I think I put that down for towards the tail end of the 10 o'clock hour. But you could be correct in this. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. We were told that we're going to get that Francis Scott Key Bridge money regardless. But now I do wonder, now that President Trump is talking about the fact that the sanctuary jurisdictions are going to be cut out of a lot. I've got Gene and Glenn Burney. Gene, you wanted to weigh in on Wes Moore and Quantum?
Yeah, Wes Moore's an idiot. And I can tell you that if there's nothing in it for him and his friends, I feel like, you know, when if that does come to fruition, I'm sure that him and his buddies will have all of their ducks in a row so they can get their monies back from this.
They're not gonna
do anything for us. He's never, you know, I don't believe in the man. He's just showed me what kind of person he is over and over and over.
Gene, I'd be surprised if he wins re-election. You know, I think there are a lot of Democrats that are not happy with him either.
You know what, Ms. Kim, when you had your little girl Olivia on the show last year and she was talking, she had that sweet little voice. I'm a truck driver. I'm 69 years old, and I actually, it brought tears to my eyes, and because I was thinking, what are they going to do to these babies growing up now, you know?
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, Gene. I hope that you have a great week. Yes, have a great day. And yes, I think Governor Wes Moore has shown us who he is time and time again. But this is, I just wanted to point this out with the quantum computers, because he's going against everything that he stated there in that State of the State address. He said he was not going to still continue to try to partner with the federal government, but that's exactly what he's doing while taxing the private sector with this 3% tech tax. It's opposite day. That's what it is. It's opposite day. All right, coming up next, we'll be joined by Glenn Gilhar. We're going to talk about this bag ban and what we can do in Baltimore County.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders.